and this is Charles Matthews, who we're working with on our project called Spire, which is happening round about these parts today. You may have seen the first part of the Spire performance at 11 o'clock this morning in the church. But I wanted to talk to you a bit about what Spire is and what it's trying to convey, and then I was going to do an interview with Charles Matthews, the organist, which is a technique that I've used before with the artists that I work with, and it's a very effective way of conveying what we're trying to do. So Spire is a project that I thought up on a train journey in Switzerland a few years ago when passing many hours on the train through the mountains, chatting away with Christian Fenez and Benny Nielsen, Philip Jenkins and other people. And we were talking about what the best acoustic instrument is, the one that they most like to work with. And they all unilaterally said the organ, without any doubt at all, is the most fantastic instrument. And it's not exploited at all within the modern electronic context. So this gave me the idea of setting up some kind of method whereby these artists, these musicians, could work with the instrument, the organ. And I also happened to be working with a classically trained music scholar, Marcus Davidson, and he introduced me to Charles Matthews and said he's the finest young organist in the UK, you really should try and get hold of him and work with him. And so it came about. And the first live performance we did was in 2004 in Geneva Cathedral, and it was enabled by Eric Linder at the Labatie Festival. If you ever get a chance to go to Geneva, go during the Labatie Festival. It's extremely well organised and takes over the whole city for a few days. It's a good experience. He booked the cathedral for us and we did this performance, which became commercially available on this double CD project here. And some of the pieces that you'll hear tonight in the Spire concert are on this release. So the point about Spire is to somehow take it out of its historical context. I'm sure we all wanted to show the organ in a fairer light, and to get people who knew the instrument as well to show what was possible, and not to just relatively dull, often religious compositions. So I wanted to recontextualize the organ, take it out of its religious setting. Now, of course, you can't pick the organ up and move it, and that's one of the great attractions of the bigger organs, certainly, is that they're in beautiful places, like the one we have here. So I didn't want to take the organ out of its natural original setting, but I did want to use it in another context. So one of the main attempts, as I said, is to recontextualize.
I come to this entirely as a classical musician, pianist and organist. I train in Cambridge University in England, so I'm about as official and formal and traditional as you can imagine in that respect. I've always tried to find ways in which to extend... Yes. In two respects, it's fascinating to work with a different set of people because there's a whole different set of attitudes, a whole different set of preconceptions that go with every artistic attitude. Also, I've been able to try and complement what the electronic musicians are doing without necessarily trying to change radically what I do myself, but trying to find ways in which we can connect one with another and to find ways in which one style can be relevant to another and to try and find some sort of common thread that leads between our different types of music.
It's been quite interesting and often spoken of in a joking way, but we've often teased Charles and said that basically what you're doing is just heavy metal, isn't it, really? The louder bits of the organ pieces, and got to have a laugh. But actually, seriously, there are actually strong connections between the world. was trying very hard to put it. I mean, he went completely over the top in all those dresses and what have you. But actually, what he was doing, I think, was very interesting. He was drawing on an understood aspect of the organ, which is that it can play very, very loudly. And there was a point in that. The point about the organ playing loudly was that it would put the fear of God into your congregation. And this is that the power of the acoustic was well understood in those early years, and the technology of early organ building was almost all geared towards making it bigger and louder, longer pipes, wider pipes, fixed in a more stable position so it couldn't move when it was playing loudly. And of course, the cathedral was the dominant building in the zone, in the area, in the geographical area that you were. Everyone could see it, so often built on hills or whatever. So you're in awe already if you're as they were then, from a religious society, which it was in Western Europe, university. And the sound of the organ complemented that mission of awe, if you like. So power, loudness, volume is, I think, absolutely an integral part of the instrument. Can you talk a little bit about the organ itself and the frequency ranges and what happens if you actually push the instrument to its conclusion? How far can you push it? It's a great big beast, isn't it? What's it like playing when you absolutely throw yourself at it? Go some really hardcore.
Right, well, as some of you may have heard today, the organ here in the church has 7,300 and something or other pipes in it, so you're operating a very large set of equipment. Sometimes, as here, it's relatively easy to do that physically, in that the mechanism that you're operating is electronic, and therefore you don't need a great amount of physical effort to make this thing spring to life. However, coupled with the sort of megalomaniac aspect of the thing is the fact that the thing operates with air. And if you listen to an organ, you're hearing air passing through pipes. It's a totally natural and unchanging process over the years. And one of the things that fascinates me is its similarity to woodwind instruments or even the human voice. Just that it's something entirely produced by a natural process, the air that is controlled effectively by your keys and your fingers, your feet, but is producing a sort of living sound. I find listening even from a distance to an organ a most extraordinary experience, because it's as if something is breathing at you, almost communicating. And when that becomes something which is done very loudly, very powerfully, literally powerfully, the sense can be all that more extreme.
Thank you.
Museum piece attitude to bear on the front.